You call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
I'm here with Radio Adelaide's Nicole Whitting for all the latest in Australian news. So Treasurer Scott Morrison has said big businesses need to prove their worth to Australia as Australians have a reputation issue with the public. Can you tell me a bit about this?
Yes, exactly. So the Treasurer wants big businesses to step up and explain to people exactly how they benefit the country. So his plan is to try and get businesses to take over from the government in justifying why they think the company tax cut the government is pushing is worthwhile. So the government would like to give a tax cut to companies with an annual turnover of up to $50 million. And I think we've talked about this a little bit before, but they've basically been saying that by giving companies with such a large income a tax cut, the savings those companies will see will translate into more jobs and increased wages, you know, the classic trickle-down economics. And the opposition have accused Scott Morrison of trying to get Australian businesses to essentially do his job for him and the government, and that it shows weakness in that he needs help selling the merits of government policy. Morrison has, of course, accused the opposition of just being cynical. But interestingly, Independent Senator Nick Xenophon this week decided to back the government's company tax cut despite being against it at first, which is giving the government a little more hope that this cut might actually go through.
Do you think that's a valid response?
I think it probably is a valid response. You should have confidence in your policies if you're the government and not necessarily need other people to do the work for you. It maybe seems a little bit condescending, I guess, that the public needs to have this explained to them, what the benefits of big business are, I suppose.
So the Australian government is saying that terrorist organisations may target Anzac Day ceremonies in Gallipoli. What are these claims based on?
Yeah, this is quite interesting and worrying. So the government basically says that they've received intelligence and we don't know exactly what it is, but they're just saying that terrorists might be seeking to target Anzac Day commemorations on the Gallipoli Peninsula in Turkey. So they've updated their travel advice for Australians going to Turkey to reflect this information that they've received. But Australia's domestic terror threat level remains the same. And the government haven't given any details about the nature of the attack, where they got the information that there's likely to be an attack, or what's being done to prevent it, which is often the case when it comes to these kinds of security issues. So all we know is that they've urged people travelling to the area to be cautious, and they're apparently working with authorities in Turkey to make sure all is well at Anzac Day. So you can imagine if anything were to happen on it, Australians and New Zealanders alike would be, you know, incredibly upset, and it's something that the government would really like to avoid.
Yeah, that's very scary. So lastly, the Australian Police Force have seized 903 kilograms of methamphetamine worth around 975 million New Zealand dollars. What happened here?
Yeah, so the Australian police seized, like you said, over 900 kilograms of the drug ICE in Melbourne's east. So it was hidden under a shipment of wooden floorboards, and the haul is a huge amount. I mean, there are these kinds of commercial quantities of illegal narcotics that are trafficked now and then, but this is just of a bigger scale than ever before. And the police say that the amount they've taken in is equal to about 9 million hits of the drug. So a 53-year-old man and a 36-year-old man have both been charged with this trafficking, and police are still on the lookout for two more men involved with the shipment. It's the largest ice bust in Australia to date, and it was the result of a months-long investigation with international authorities. Police are basically saying that the scale was indicative of the huge demand for the drug in Australia. And I didn't know this, but ICE in Australia has a higher street price than in any other Western country. And a recent study of Australia's wastewater suggested that ICE was the most illicit drug in the country at the moment, most popular illicit drug, with Western and South Australia both recording above average use in both city and country areas.
Yeah, so with that really high demand for ICE and the prices being the highest in the world, do you know if police are really cracking down on it?
Yeah, it seems like they're definitely doing that. I mean, this investigation seemed very complicated, but they were, you know, really committed to finding out what was going on with the syndicate and seeing it through, and they were successful in this case. But, you know, if this is indicative of how popular ICE is, like they say, you've got to imagine that, you know, maybe there's a lot more that they don't know out there. I mean, it's interesting.
That was Neighbourhood Watch. Ripper.